on the line with us now, Tim Rebo, the head football coach of Nicholls State. This segment is brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Hey, good evening, Mike, Bobby. How are we doing?
Oh, doing great. Coach, and got to see it. Man, you got off to a big lead.
Great start.
And then all of a sudden, you know, turnovers, the big plays downfield. And, man, it came apart pretty quickly in the second half for you. But, man, listen, and when you give up the big plays and you turn the ball over, you ain't winning a lot of games.
I thought going in we had a good week of preparation, too, and we had a good trip over, a long trip to San Antonio, early start. Man, we got out up 21. And then, and Mike, we had a fourth down right before the half.
Yeah.
We decided to go for it, and we were trying to go up 28. Decided to go for it there because we were also getting the ball to start the second half. And then it didn't work out for us. But all that said and done, even in the second half, when you go into the fourth quarter, it was 21-21 in the fourth quarter. And we had a chance, and we just let it slip away. Didn't get a chance to finish it. But he scrambled and made some big plays.
Right.
And you hit the nail on the head. Anytime you lose the turnover battle 4-0,
you ain't winning nothing.
Not going to win too many games. That's right.
Well, Coach Rebo, what I was impressed with, their quarterback play.
That guy could move around.
Yeah.
That surprised me a little bit, how good he was.
And he was very accurate with his throws. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, Bobby. You go back, and we talked about it last week. We probably played the two best quarterbacks in the country the last 2 weeks with Cole Kelly from Southeastern, and now Cameron Ward, who was the freshman of the year in the country last year. So those guys are pretty good. But he created, Mike, he extended plays, and then he held, two of them down the field, and we got to be able to make the plays and be there.
Coach, I think one of the things sometimes when you lose key players like you did a couple years back with Chase is that finding a new way to win. Because you're not going to win it the same way. Once that kind of class of players left with Sully and Chase and the group around them, I think the identity here is still there. We know Lindsey can make some plays with his arm, and, you know, he's got great running skills. But it's finding kind of the right combination here, which hasn't seemed to work yet so far. It's been kind of hit and miss.
Yeah, it's been and I would agree with you. Every year is different. Every team is different. And look, I thought the first 2 weeks, we played Memphis and UL. Okay, then we got to try to get back on track. But we got to find a way to win in conference in some close games and some tough games. We're talented enough. We're good enough. We could play. We just got to find a way. Somebody's got to step up in crunch time when something's on the line.
Now, Coach Rebo, how do you challenge the team? Because you're going to play Southeastern again, and look, they're on a roll right now. But then also, like Houston Baptist, you had a pretty good showing, and you put a whooping on them, but every game's a new game. It doesn't matter what happened previously. So how do you keep that in perspective? Because it's almost like the NFL version when you look at the division. Like, the Saints playing Atlanta twice, and then you playing Carolina, Tampa Bay, and all that. So that has to be different as far as your coaching experiences, maybe game plan also.
Yeah, this is the first time this has happened. And, we've been talking about it, playing three teams twice. But this is the first go-around of it. And, look, our guys are motivated. They know what's at stake. We still have a lot to play for. It's still one-game mentality. Going to Houston, getting back on that winning track we want to do. They got some new players. They're going to start another quarterback. They shuffle some guys around. So that's what's keeping the guys motivated, keeping the guys in it. We just got to go over there and play a four-quarter game.
Coach, I think you need a spark somewhere. And I think when you look at football, I think a defensive touchdown or a run back over a punt or a kickoff, I think that sparks a football team more than anything. It's not the offensive touchdown, a 70-yard pass play. It's a big play on defense that gets you a score, if it's a scoop and score, or if it's an interception, or a return for a score, punt and kickoff. How much emphasis, and I know you guys put a lot of time into that on the special teams part of it, because I think, in this conference, you're in shootouts every week, so to speak. Everybody's going to put up points. You're trying to slow people down. You're not trying to stop them. that ability to make that big play on special teams, I think, is so key when you're playing in the Southland.
I agree. I think it's huge. And when you go back and you look at our game 2 weeks ago, the spark we had to start us in the second half,
right?
We had a tip ball, interception return for a touchdown, right?
Right.
And then, but turn around, what did they do? They come right back, and they get the kickoff return for a touchdown and gives the momentum right back.
And it basically unplugged you.
Exactly right. And so we do work hard on that. We talk a lot. I feel like we're close on our kickoff return team. We've been working hard at it. And we got to get the turnovers to go our way. There's no doubt about it. And the lanyard would be, let's put it in the end zone.
Now, Coach Trebo, when you look at what Saudis have been able to accomplish, and obviously whenever you're representing the conference, and you look at Incarnate Word and where they're at in the competition, and we talked about this before with the Ohio Valley Conference as far as Coach Payton's old school, Tony Romo, Eastern Illinois. It seems to be scheduling going forward that's going to help as far as when you're trying to line up games. But the ultimate goal I've always loved, I still call it 1AA football, is that getting the postseason, you have a chance. And it's across the country, north, south, east, west, and you truly have a championship that's won on the field. It's no one's opinion. I mean, you get in the postseason, it's really expanded. Boy, great opportunity to be a national champion, and right now when I look at the Southland Conference in the future, you have to be excited about that, considering what's going to come about. Teams leave, you're going to add teams or the scheduling and all that, but I think it's bright for Nichols going forward.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with you. We're looking forward to playing some different teams and not playing everybody twice again in the years to come.
Coach, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We really appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks
Rebo.
So much. Tim Rebo, the head football coach at Nicholls State University, and that segment was brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. We'll be back with more sports talk right here on the Big 870.